So you're a singer, a songwriter, a photographer, and even a motivational speaker, believe it or not. So which one makes your heart sing, pun intended, the most?
Right. That's a good one. Good one. You got that one off. You know what? If I had to select one, I really do. I enjoy singing, but, you know, not to sound pretentious, you know, the art world of Manny, I was born into it. You know, I just couldn't say, well, you know, today I'm going to be a photographer. Today I'm going to be a singer. It was this chromosome that I had that I needed, and I needed to fulfill. I needed to entertain it. So it's hard for me to actually pick one because I really love them all. With singing, I get a chance to, you know, utilize my voice to inspire, to get my personal messages out. To influence the world with positive messages. My photography, it allows me to work together with artists, help them with their branding, help them with their visual marketing. So it's all about the winning process for me. I'll engage in an activity if we all win collectively, and that's what it's always been around. And I guess that's why I'm still doing it, you know, till this day, you know?
That's fantastic. And you're local to our area here in Montclair. Do you find that it's good to be close to the number one market for your craft?
You know what? I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think that regardless of where you reside, you still have to have a good product. You still have to market. You still have to have an online presence. You have to hustle because you'll continue to be the tree that fell in the wood that nobody heard. Because there's amazing talent out there, and there's amazing talent when I was in LA. There's amazing talent in Nashville, but you'd be surprised how many artists don't hustle and are never recognized or never discovered because they just do not do the work. It's 20% talent, if that, and 80% hard work. And that's the fact of the matter. Like I said, you have to keep up with your social media postings. You have to scrape the pavement. You've got to make those flyers. You've got to do the live performances. You got to come out and do radio stations. And obviously, you don't get one without the other because getting on The Voice and getting on La Voz, I had to beat out literally over 80,000 other contestants.
That's insane.
It's crazy.
That's a
when
crazy
you think
amount
about
of people.
It.
That's
you
been
know,
a long day, too.
Right. And then you talk about the corporate world, how you got to interview 3 or 4, 10 mm-hmm. different people. Listen. I did the corporate world. The corporate world is nothing compared to being a musician. And, you know, you read so many articles on Fortune 500 and the gurus out there are telling you every corporation should hire a musician just to show you the endurance. Because we take rejections better than anybody in this world. We get 1,000 no's before we get that one yes. And same thing, I'm an actor as well. And it all revolves around the same premise. How thick is your skin? How much passion do you have internally that you could say, you know, I'm going to overcome these obstacles, overcome the no's, overcome the hardships that may come, overcome not being wealthy, overcoming the sacrifices, you know, having to work till 2-3 in the mornings to make ends meet. You know, some musicians in Nashville do 3 or 4 sets or 6-7 hours to make $300. But that's the reality of it. But we do it because we love it, because there's a passion.
Now, I'm sure you have different people that you look up to, as many people are looking up to you even now. If you could collaborate with any musician, who would
John
that musician?
Lennon.
Right.
Work.
John Lennon, right off the bat. He is my idol. What he stood for, you know, not only was he part of, in my opinion, granted this isn't a blanket statement, to me, the Beatles were the best thing that music ever created. They influenced everyone and their mom, and they appreciated and stayed true to their influences as well, you know. And not only that, but even when John was a solo artist, he still believed and upheld the whole premise of peace and love and no wars and just getting along with one another. And I think that I live vicariously still till this day through him and through his music.
Yeah. So if you live vicariously through him, are you the contemporary John Lennon today, or is there another person,
you know,
or is there
what?
No
that,
one at all?
That's a tall order. I would not want to be juxtaposed to John Lennon, but it's flattering. And if people began to call me that, I would be so grateful. But at the end of the day, I'm just trying to spread a positive message in this world that so desperately needs it. And the difference between me is, you know, I'm willing to lose my life over it, just like the greats. You know, you have Martin Luther King, you have John Lennon, you have so many people out there that lost their lives promoting love and promoting peace and promoting the positivity in this world. And I'm all for it. You know, there's enough hate. There's enough tension. You scroll down to any threads on any social media. We have enough of that. You know, we need to spread a lot more positivity in this world. And if I can do it on a daily basis through these interviews, through my music, through performances, then I'm happy. I'm really happy and with John Lennon in the back of my mind constantly. So thanks, Johnny.
I'm going to jump in. It's Annabella Volan. And
our fearless leader here at WMSC.
So you on La Voz, which is on mm-hmm. Telemundo, you work with one of my good friends, one of the most generous musicians I have ever met. Carlos Vives.
Incredible.
What was it like to work with him? And I know you're still in touch. And, you know, what kind of support you receive from the Latin community?
You know what? And that's a wonderful question. There's so many layers to that question. So I'm going to try to address it all in the most concise fashion. But being on The Voice as opposed to La Voz, they're both incredible shows, incredible journeys.